Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bingo bango, it's the Tuesday, May 11th, DJV program, which continues now with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and me, Doug Steffen. The universe has given us another lovely day, whether it's lovely in the sense that the weather is wonderful. It's just nice to have a, reflective time. So, Jennifer, if I were to say to you in the last 24 hours, you reflected on what the most? What in your life, what in what's going on in the world, have you found either the most interest, the most solace, the most compelling bit of things that move you to think, wow, this is really fabulous, or, oh, this is terrible. Come on.
I don't know if any of those reactions are that, but J-Lo and Ben Affleck are back together.
Totally.
100%.
That's the biggest news.
How did we miss? We kind of didn't play that one. Well, interestingly enough, I thought Ben Affleck, the Mother's Day stuff that he put out regarding Jennifer Garner was very sweet. You saw that, the world's nicest mother. It was kind of sweet, I thought. Anyway.
Yeah, it was.
You saw that stuff.
Yep.
So the fact that they are together, what does that mean? Is it razzle-dazzle time? Is this something that didn't take long for Jennifer Lopez to find some solace herself?
It doesn't surprise me. People like that, that are that hot, don't just talk for companionship. I mean, they don't. It's like, I don't know. I think everybody's like, well, maybe they're just kind of friends. Maybe it's just hanging out. But when you're that hot and that level of celebrity, I don't think you do. I think you really, like, it goes somewhere else.
And Jennifer Lopez, like, let's be honest, she has created this, it's like an archetype at this point. It's a dating archetype that you literally don't take a breath in between relationships.
No.
And you just keep going, and you just keep getting engaged and married and engaged and married. That's what her pattern is, and I don't know why such a successful, beautiful woman can't just take a minute to be single and just focus on, like,
she can't be alone. I know women like that, and men too. They just cannot be alone.
Well, you know what? Ben Affleck is kind of another one of those. He's one of those guys who can't be alone. You know, he had this fake relationship with Ana de Armas, the actress probably most known for Knives Out. She was the nurse to Christopher Plummer's character. And so she and Ben had this, like, staged paparazzi relationship. Now that ended in, I don't know, when their publicist told them they didn't have to do it anymore in February. So then he's been single for a minute, and he's been on dating apps. There are videos of him responding to random, you know, much younger girls on Raya, the dating app for celebrities. And now he just pops back into J-Lo's life. I don't know. Yes, they're hot together, and we all love Bennifer, but
I don't, actually. I know this may be controversial, because I feel like you and Jay love Bennifer. I did not love Bennifer. I the only person I've ever loved Jennifer Lopez with is Leah Remini. I don't think she's fun. I don't think she's fun in relationships. I think she made Ben Affleck into, like, this robot, and he didn't look like himself when he was with her. So I don't love them together. But
he looked like, you know, I mean, he kind of had, like, a Castaway Tom Hanks look before she gave him a makeover, and then
I liked it.
He was
a movie
frat boy before he met her.
I liked the old look. I liked the old look better. It was more manly. I don't know. She made him into, like, ew. I don't know. She made him into a guy I would never want to date.
Could that have been the reason that Alex Rodriguez went astray, because she was trying to make him into something that he was not? Or is that just...
Oh, you mean faithful? Yeah.
I don't know if I could give him a pass on that.
No.
I mean, he was with her an awful long
time. This is not
J-Lo's
fault. And this is like, we're not blaming the woman here. This is...
I didn't blame anybody.
I know, but A-Rod is, he was a dirty strip club guy from day one. Ask his first wife. That's who he is. And he just could not keep it in his pants, so... Yeah, I'm happy that she moved on from him and didn't marry him, but, like, oh my God, take a week off, J-Lo. And I don't mean a week in Montana with Ben. Like, take a week off and hang with Leah.
So what do the children think? What do Ben's children with Jennifer Garner think? And what do J-Lo's children with whomever think about this? Or is that a play?
J-Lo's kids are probably just getting over losing potential stepdaddy A-Rod, you know? I mean, that's a lot to put your kids through. And, A-Rod's kids and J-Lo's kids were photographed together a lot. They were kind of this blended family for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that has to be difficult for kids.
So what happened to the ring that Ben gave to Jennifer back in 2002, and what happened to the ring that A-Rod gave to Jennifer a couple of years ago?
Well, she dropped the ocean when it sank.
Yeah, right? The pink diamond from Ben Affleck, I don't know what happened to that, but that became one of the most iconic engagement rings of all time in Hollywood history. Technically the law is if the guy breaks it off, the woman gets to keep it. Like, you can go to court. That's a law.
Really?
It's a gift, you would think.
And it's also a legally binding contract, so it's...
What, to have a ring?
An engagement ring.
No,
that's a legally binding contract?
I have been divorced. I have been through this. Yes.
But when you were in a marriage, though.
No. That's another story, but no. this was an engagement.
You were engaged and didn't get married? We don't know that story.
It's okay. But all I can tell you is legally, that's it. Yes. Legally,
who brought that up, the guy or you?
I ended it, and I was legally bound to return it.
So
you were going to? I didn't. It was a
pretty telling.
All I'm saying is that's not what I was saying at all.
This is more interesting than Bennifer.
I didn't even like the ring, so it was not about the ring. It was just a lot of bitter feelings, and it turned legal, and yeah. So that's how I know the law about engagement rings.
That's lousy. All right, so then here we have this other thread that seems to have been part of your lives, the three of you. By the way, happy birthday, Jay. I don't think anybody knew that you weren't here yesterday because it was your birthday. I only found out secondhand, if you know what I mean.
Yesterday was your birthday?
Yeah.
I thought it was like the 14th.
Kara and Jay both were
Kara and Jay.
That's wild. Oh, my God.
Yeah, May 10th is a popular day for birthdays. I have a cousin who also born on May 10th.
Oh, happy birthday.
I thought it was the end of the week. Gosh, am I lame. At least you were on the radar, Jay, but I was just a few days. Thank you.
I thought you had a doctor's appointment. I didn't want to ask. Like, I didn't know why you were out.
No, I just wanted to sleep in and take the day very slow and lazy.
Happy birthday
there
to you. That's very nice. You and Phil have close birthdays. That's cool.
Yep.
Phil
McGinn
is at
Taurus.
Controls in our studio in, Taurus, bullheaded. Where are we? 14 after the hour. So before we leave this exciting discussion about who's with whom, the ladies had a thread yesterday that started with Tori DeVito being involved with Jesse Lee Soffer. She's on Chicago Med. He's on Chicago PD. And then you find out, you look at all this stuff and see that Jesse dated Sophia Bush when she was on the program. And apparently met Miss DeVito, and then that was the end of Sophia Bush. And now Tori DeVito, who's dating another doctor on the show. See, I know the show. I didn't even know what her name was until you started talking about her yesterday. Now, to come to find out, she's involved with somebody in one of my other most favorite shows.
Well, she was. See, this is why it was hard.
Oh, she's not with him anymore?
Yeah. No, she was with that guy from Blue Bloods. That ran its course. Right.
Yeah.
So that ended in last fall. And
then
she started dating. Yeah, then she started dating the Chicago Cubs manager. That's who her current love of her life is. And so it happens, the reason I sent that article to you guys is because we were talking off the air about it, well, I guess on the air a little yesterday as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I feel sorry for her because every time she goes public with a relationship, the guy breaks up with her, like, almost immediately after. So she tried to keep that one private with the guy from Blue Bloods, and then as soon as they went on Instagram, then it was over, and apparently he ended it. So it's just, I like her, and I feel sorry for her. She just kind of is really unlucky in love.
Well, she seems to play that sort of a role, if you watch Chicago Med, with the men that she's involved with on the TV show.
Maybe she's willing it into her life.
Whatever, however. But I was most disappointed. It's funny how the psychology of this works. Will Estes plays the youngest son of Tom Selleck's character. It's the Reagan family, and it's really, I find this one of the most compelling shows because the stories are so well written and the lives are so compelling and they put together just fabulous stories. And so what I, but I was disappointed because I was hoping that in the end he was really girlfriend, boyfriend.
I knew
with
it. You were just
Vanessa Ray, who plays his wife on the show, but she's in fact married. But they have such great chemistry on the show. It's like everybody else on the program. They have a fabulous chemistry. If you read anything about it in the gossip columns, they apparently all are great friends. They feel like a family. The show hasn't changed their characters. The main characters of the Blood family haven't changed since the show began, what, 10, 12 years ago? I don't know how long it's been on, but it's been pretty much that long. And so it's kind of, it's just a nice thing. But you know, you get involved in these people's lives and you think, then it's real. Like last night on Debris. Did you watch it? Any of you watch Debris last night?
No, I'll watch it all day.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I have to catch up, so.
I won't make it a spoiler, but it was, it's it's another one of those things that you know, it's like you're blindsided by what actually happens because you're not expecting that to happen. I'll give you that much on what happens today and the scenario of the whole story, which has been typical of Debris. That's why you had to stay with it because it's changed with each episode. The basic core of the program is about the debris, but the circumstances for all of the main characters changes with each of these, and it becomes, for Jonathan Tucker, who's the star, it becomes much more involved. It becomes part of the show is his life and vice versa, if you're watching it. So, all right, we've taken care of love, romance, TV, all that good stuff. And we didn't find out about Tim Tebow, but we will in the next half hour of the DJV program. Right now, a reminder about how well all of you can rest. I guess, Jay, you slept in yesterday, and then hopefully you took naps. Your husband took care of you. And Mac was just there occupying time and space.
Yes, he was.
New mother. Yes, he was. Okay, so anyway, the whole business at MyPillow is designed, their whole company designed for you to have a better life, whether it be in the things that have to do directly with having a good night's rest on the mattresses, the sheets. But then there are the ancillary things like the slippers that they have and the bathrobes. Really amazing how it's all the loungewear, they have the pajamas. All of the things that support you while you're in bed or in your bedroom so you can have a good night's rest, it's all there. Don't have problems. Try MyPillow and all the various, and if you need a new pillow, a set of new pillows, then go to MyPillow.com. If you need new sheets, go to MyPillow.com. If you need new towels, go to MyPillow.com. If you need new slippers, all of it is right there. Sleep enhances your immune system, makes you much healthier. So check out MyPillow.com, more than just fantastic pillows, all kinds of fantastic things that are there. All the products are at your service. Yes, ultra soft, beautiful sheets. I love the towels. Check them all out. MyPillow.com, use the discount code DJV for up to 60% off on some of the products. The buy one, get one free thing applies as well. That's MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R. Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Twenty-three after the hour here on the Tuesday, May 11th TJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with the ladies of the day, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, who specializes in many things, but trending stories, one of them. A lot of actually television news, and not that we haven't had enough of it already here today, but we'll have some more right after this.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, this is pretty juicy stuff. So we have the Grey's Anatomy renewal to discuss here, Jay, and how much money all these people are making. For those of you who are making $15 an hour, hold on a second. What? how many years has this show been on?
They're coming up on, this is their 17th season. They're going to be back for an 18th season. It's been on for what feels like forever. And yep. The status of the show was really up in the air. I mean, even the showrunner, Chris Saverna, didn't know what was really going to happen because Ellen Pompeo hadn't re-signed, Chandra Wilson, James Pickens, they hadn't re-signed. So they've kind of been running this season as a, all right, we could have another season, or this could be our final season. And if, like, anybody who's been watching, you can kind of tell they've been closing up some loose ends and kind of already getting that ball rolling. But there is going to be another season. It has officially happened. Everyone signed on to new deals. And then also the Grey's Anatomy spinoff show, Station 19, that was re-upped as well.
Okay, so
is Catherine Heigl on this show
forever.
Still?
Who?
Is Catherine Heigl on this?
Because
that was the last time I watched it.
That was when she went bad, before she even went to be a film star.
They didn't get along. Wasn't that the problem with her? They didn't get along.
People just thought she was kind of a... And so then she left and went to movies, and then that failed. And then I think now she's more humble. I don't know. I
feel mm-hmm. like she's had a horrible reputation for a while.
Yeah.
Well, and so, there was that Pompeo's... big issue.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's a big issue with Catherine Heigl way back when. What was it? The Golden Globes? When she had said, I don't even think she was nominated, but she had withdrawn from nomination because she thought that the writers didn't get her anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was like, the writers didn't give me anything that was notable for me to...
So I'm just going to take my
yeah,
my
so I'm just
going to
withdraw.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so after that, it was like, the writers didn't really want to write for her anymore.
Okay. Are you sitting down? Here's how much she gets an episode. Ready? It's not bad. It's not like Friends or anything where they got $1.5 million per episode. Her new deal is $575,000 per episode, plus she has an executive producer credit, which increases that by 20%. So, and Dempsey is still under contract. Anytime he shows up, who knows how they write him in, he gets $400,000 an episode.
Wow.
And there are, when Sandra Oh was on the show, she was making $350,000 an episode.
It doesn't seem right, though, that long ago. Sandra Oh hasn't been on the show forever. That she'd be making $350,000 and that Meredith would still be making $500,000, whatever the heck her name is on
podium. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last deal that they had.
Yeah, right.
So I'm curious to see what this new deal, how much more she's getting.
Well, it's very interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of money involved in this. That's for sure. Okay, so we got that taken care of. NBC has canceled the Golden Globes for next year. I thought this was pretty interesting. This was around, floating around.
Tom Cruise returned all of his Golden Globes.
Yeah.
That was
the big news. Yep.
Right. That is part of it. Yeah. It's kind of a weird deal. All right. Food for thought. 28 after here on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told his Republican colleagues to expect a vote on Wednesday on removing Representative Liz Cheney from her leadership post. Cheney is under fire from members of her own party for continually battling the GOP. More signs the pandemic is coming to an end. People who deliver packages to businesses and homes classified as couriers and messengers by the Labor Department saw the industry's biggest monthly job losses in more than 20 years in April. Indeed's Nick Bauer says employers in the industry might be thinking that demand for delivery services won't be as strong post-pandemic as they originally thought. End quote. NBC has announced it will drop its broadcast of the Golden Globe ceremony in 2022 after a Hollywood backlash over the ethics of the group and its lack of diversity. Actor Tom Cruise joined the revolt by returning 3 Golden Globes he's won over the years. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As the Biden administration continues to push critical race theory to our kids in public schools, some are pushing back. Kevin Roberts with the Texas Public Policy Foundation tells Fox News, America is constantly evolving to be a better union.
I'm a fifth-generation teacher. I've taught every level of school from graduate students down to elementary school kids, and I can tell you, regardless of the color of the skin, regardless of where they come from in the United States, all they want to do is understand why this country is the last best hope for the world, and critical race theory simply undermines that teaching, what they're sort of hardwired to know, which is that America is a great country.
Mr. Roberts has this warning.
I always warn my students, anytime you see all those words that don't quite mean anything, or maybe there's a bunch of nice-sounding words strung together, you ought to be a little cautious. And the reality is that if this rule is implemented by the Biden administration, we're going to require any school that receives federal funding, which would be almost all of them, to teach critical race theory.
Randy Weingarten with the American Federation of Teachers explains critical race theory.
I believe we should teach history from the data I see. 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Yes, we have no bananas. It's Tuesday, the 11th of May. Hi. Still stuck on the Grey's Anatomy renewal. All right, so I promised, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, that we would talk about Tim Tebow. You know, we could make this a completely apolitical program. That's possible. Let's go so far. And no talk about Biden.
Some people don't like Tim Tebow, Trump, though, because he's religious. So if you want to get some politics involved, we can.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, religious in what way? He wears it on his sleeve. He does talk about God a lot and his religion and that sort of thing. So
I don't think it's the religion thing. There was a commercial that he did with his mother, which ended up being a whole lot of nothing, but it was a Super Bowl commercial about, like, anti-abortion. And so, but the actual commercial itself was very sweet. He his mom was single at the time, and they talked in the commercial about, you know, like what she would have been missing out if she hadn't had given birth to him. It was actually a very sweet commercial, but that's really, I think after that commercial aired, people kind of got off of, you know, their toot about him. I don't think that he's harmful in any way. I don't know anyone who has a real issue with him now. I think it was just back then.
I think, well, all right, so that's an interesting way of categorizing. I hadn't thought about it that way. Harmful. I tend to turn religionists off, but I don't know. Well, I guess sometimes they can be harmful. It depends on your point of view or how hard they're selling.
Right.
At any rate,
or what
Tebow,
they're selling. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He says he's done with baseball and he's going back to the NFL. As a matter of fact, he signed a deal. So now we have the two best football players, as far as Jennifer is concerned, in
Florida. Best looking, right?
Right.
Is that what it is? Is it that? Are you that superficial, Jennifer?
Yeah, aren't you?
Not about Tim Tebow, I'm not.
Well, but you are about a lot of other women. But Tim Tebow, I think, is the better looking version of Gronk.
Hmm. Ooh, see, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I don't know. Gronk is that height. Tim Tebow, here's the thing about Tim Tebow. It's not necessarily his physical looks. I mean, he's an attractive guy, obviously. But I admire his spirit. He doesn't seem to be bothered by the outside very much. I mean, I don't know. I'm very happy for him that he ended up with the Jaguars. And I really, really hope it works out for him. Because he had fame with Denver, with the Broncos, and then he fell from grace. Remember, it was like that miracle season.
Yeah.
He did really well, and then he fell from grace, and he got cut. And then he went into baseball, and then he was trying to be in baseball. He did some college commentary for college sports. Then he kept trying out for the NFL, and he wasn't getting it. Most people who are in the public spotlight, if they are kind of humiliated with their career publicly, they just sweep away. This guy's got spirit. He keeps trying. This is something
that's
that he loves and he wants to do, and he keeps trying. And so I'm pulling for him. I hope it works out, and I hope he kicks some butt on the Jaguars. Good for him.
Well, the interesting thing, too, that we haven't mentioned is he's not going to be a quarterback. He's actually a tight end now. And so
just
he
like
has
Gronk.
A one-year. Right. I know, right? You have a
what
tight
end.
You have a very
tight
specific
end? You have a
type.
Tight
I like
butt?
A position.
Yeah. You have to have a tight butt to be a tight end.
Offensive line.
They go
position.
Together.
Oh, they do go together. Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, this also pairs him with his college coach. This is Urban Meyer. So, you know, they have a very close bond. I'm not surprised that he's the one coach who would have given Tim a chance again. So I wish him the best, too. Who knows? Look, people go to Florida, especially after having been on the Patriots, which Tim Tebow was a Patriot for a hot minute. So, you know, they go to Florida and good things seem to happen. So maybe
that's good.
This could be his year.
Yeah, right, okay. All right, let's see. Speaking of, well, might as well take care of other good-looking people. The DJV download that currently is available at djvshow.com is a focus on Mark Wahlberg and what has happened to his tight end, or whatever there is that's there after he gained 30 pounds. Did anybody notice if Elon Musk has a tight end? I didn't. I'm not much on
that. He's a little schleppy.
Is he?
I'd rather look at his wallet.
Sure.
Yeah, about it.
And thus again, proving how superficial Jennifer is.
Thank
gets right
you,
down
Jeff.
To it. Yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, so the DJV show is where you can pick up bits and pieces, some of the pithy comments the ladies make and I make. It's available at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. A good way to catch up every day. So when you listen, you may even hear the story of Juliana Rancic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so she and Ryan are gonzo. This is the most disappointing news of the day. No more on E's Live from the red carpet. Horrors. What is this woman?
You know,
I
didn't know she was still doing the red carpet because remember what
who
she
is she?
She said that she smelled patchouli when Zendaya walked down the road. I thought she got in trouble for that.
She
and
did.
I thought she was
she
no
got
longer
benched
allowed
for a while,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, and then add that with the fact that who's watched award shows or the red carpet over
right.
the last couple of years, and I thought she was already gone.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
No, that's but so they E now seems to be E has replaced her with Laverne Cox, so they made that
who's
announcement.
That?
Laverne Cox is the actress. She's in Orange is the New Black was sort of where she got her big start. And most recently she was in something else.
But this is like
that
a
I think
one
you watch actually. And I
how many gigs did this is a these are ancillary side gigs for people because they how many red carpet
right.
are there a year?
It's
six?
A season. Yeah, it's, yeah, it's a season.
But Laverne Cox is a big diversity pick for E. I mean, let's be honest. That's what they're trying to do.
Trying to do. Okay, let's go
she
to
checks some boxes.
The one other person who's sort of in the spotlight now, this does get political, the Liz Cheney business. with Joni Ernst. I had not paid much attention. I've always sort of been on the Liz Cheney bandwagon, even though I don't like her father. There's something about her that I find interesting. And then you last week introduced us to Joni Ernst, Jennifer. Now, apparently, the two of them...
Who is she again? I have no idea who this person is.
Joni Ernst?
She's a senator. Yeah.
Senator from North... Isn't she from North Dakota or something? Where is she from? Yeah.
No, she's from, what is she, like Iowa or
maybe Iowa.
I thought you were talking last week about Kristi Noem.
Well, yeah, also, let's talk about her, too.
Yeah, okay.
She's
from Iowa. This is the first time I'm hearing this other woman's name.
Oh, no, okay. He talked about her a bunch, and I don't know why I was talking about her again.
I guess I tuned out. Okay.
Well,
Joni Ernst came out and said, you know, Cheney's perspective is still welcome in the Republican Party, which everybody's saying her perspective is still welcome. She just can't be in leadership. I don't know what the big deal about
why?
Her is.
Why? Well, why wouldn't she be in leadership just because she's... Because,
Doug, we've only talked about this 74 times. The answer has not changed. Here is the answer.
Trump is irrelevant.
It doesn't matter about Donald Trump. Remember, we've said this. This is time number 75, so here we go.
All right.
It does not matter about Donald Trump, even though I do not believe he's irrelevant. I believe he still leads the party. But what does matter is that the bulk of Republican voters, and believe me, they have done the polling on this. This is not like I'm grasping out of thin air, believe in the America First agenda. Whether they like President Trump or not, they believe in the agenda.
It's like patriot. Who's a patriot? Yes, all right, keep going. Go ahead.
It's the agenda that Trump rolled out that they believe in. They call it America First.
Make Germany great again.
If that agenda is appealing to the voters and you have Liz Cheney, who is on the record, everybody's come out and said it has nothing to do with the fact that she voted to impeach Trump. It's what she said on the record about immigration, about the economy, about all of these other programs that really fly in the face of what the bulk of the Republican Party believe in. Why does she deserve to be in leadership? Why should she be there?
I think
well,
to see diversity.
Why does it concern you? Why should she be there if she doesn't represent Republican voters?
Because I think I just
because
like
you
her.
You like her?
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
That's kind of what it's all about. Okay, as long as we're now into the Trump zone, this is something, you'll love this. The fellow who was appointed to run the Postal Service, Mr. DeJoy, who's anything but, has been into this cost-cutting thing. Apparently the first quarter of the year, the Postal Service made money for the first time in anybody's memory.
Oh, well, then we should get rid of him, right? He's into this cost-cutting thing.
Well, but how's your
good,
delivery
right?
service?
Isn't it good?
It is good.
Isn't it good?
But okay, at what expense,
go.
I guess? I want to know.
He is a joy, right, Doug? He is a joy.
I don't have a problem
with
one
in five pieces of mail arrives late or never. So
is that different?
Since he started removing the sorting machines and cut back on the staff.
Apparently they bought new ones, Victoria. They've bought new sorting machines. And they have
one
new
in five
other,
pieces of mail is still arriving late,
down.
So I guess the machines need to be reprogrammed. Because
one of the things that's a problem is the delivery, and once again, rural America, farming America gets it in the shorts because they have cut down on the amount of deliveries and the services that are available, the number of post offices. Now you have to drive in some places 40 miles if you want to go to a post office to get your... Let's say you're interested in getting a money order, or let's say you need to have a new to go overseas. You got to have
But there's choices. There are choices being made. I mean, here's the thing: there are benefits to living 40 minutes away from civilization. Believe me, I'd like to sometimes.
Yep.
So you make that choice about where you live. I mean, it's not like they magically disappeared. These are services that you always knew you were going to have to drive for or go to when you were trying to figure out where you're going to live. I mean. There are things that are a benefit to me. I don't have to drive that far living in Los Angeles I want whatever. What that?
But
what's
you
that
get to
you
go
said,
to
order?
What the, it looks like when
but
you
I
go to the post office there. It's like going to
I have to step over
the,
right. I have to step over homeless people.
Wars, the bar
right.
scene in Star Wars. You can't find anybody.
I have to sit in traffic
English
for
there.
40 minutes to get back and forth. So I mean, I give that up so that I can get a money order. In a quick amount of time. Not that I've ever needed one. I think the money orders gave up when I got rid of my Columbia Crest Record Club. You remember that?
All right,
people
so here's,
without checking accounts need money orders. That's why, you know, you still see check cashing places and, you know.
Right. Western Union, how much do you pay for, though, versus the what you pay at the... Well, I just found the interesting thing was the money that they made the first quarter, and especially in light of the fact that the two biggest losers when it comes to couriers were UPS and FedEx, because people are not buying as much stuff now as a result of the pandemic. Sort of numbers going down. People are going back out and actually going to the store to buy things. So the Labor Department...
Well, inflation's on its way up, too. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So I think there's probably more fear about just how powerful your money's going to be at this point.
Well, whatever it is, the courier business, the delivery business is down, is off, what, 14%? It's really very interesting to see how things are changing already. And that's, you know, as much as there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. The Center for Disease Control got new guidelines scrutinized. Remember when they said less than 10% of the transmission was occurring outdoors? And that became the standard. They've changed and they keep changing and changing. And so now there's a focus on how misleading that number is. There are misleading numbers, misleading information. The whole thing is an amazing can of worms. It really is.
So wait, so is it more or less transmission outdoors?
It appears that the number, the misclassification of all the people who had COVID. You know, yesterday you said again 500,000 some odd people died. There's a question about who's really had COVID. How many people who had it? Apparently, it was a huge exaggeration, according to Dr. Mark Sevick, who is a virologist at the University of St. Andrews over in England, looking at all of these things, who's gotten it, how they've transmitted it. The whole thing is, the information is wrong. And it has been, and I don't have a problem with that because we came upon it too quickly, but we jumped into canceling pretty much everything, and apparently it wasn't necessary to do all that, which is something I said earlier on. This is, we've gone way beyond the beyond, and we still are there. Frankly, the number of people, you know, I wear a mask because I think it's an appropriate thing to do to not have to, you know, deal with people getting upset with you because you don't have a mask on. But at this point, I don't think a mask is necessary at all. I don't get that it's necessary.
It'd be nice to have, we had the lowest flu season we've had on record. It'd be nice if we kept that up because everyone was wearing a mask.
Yeah,
and we already know how many thousands of people die from the flu every year.
Yeah,
so,
right. Well, that's,
you know,
that,
I mean,
that stat
did
change.
Just as a hygienic measure.
But we've ruined the economy that we, Jennifer's just talking about inflation, the amount of inflation because we spent $6 trillion in America, never mind the rest of the world, to sort of beat this thing or fight it or deal with it the way we set ourselves up for failure. And it's because we listened to the wrong people and we went down the wrong street. Pretty interesting stuff. 48 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. It's Tuesday. Victoria Keelan is here to do her thing, and she does. And this part of this hour every day, that is updating us on important technological research and stories, what you can get for your money, and then find out who the latest hacker is. I don't know that this is the latest. This is the continuing story, the continuing saga of the Russians hacking, you name it.
Mm-hmm. The ransomware gang accused of hacking into the U.S. fuel pipeline that is run by Colonial Pipeline. The FBI has confirmed that they are the Russian group called DarkSide. And this is a group that we've heard about before. This is a group who tends to, basically extort money from their victims for, ransom. And so they say, which is kind of interesting because they don't typically make statements about their criminality, but they did make a statement on their website that said they never meant to create havoc, and they really just are all about the money. So the FBI has officially now started investigating this. The FBI said that they have not negotiated with DarkSide about any ransom. That's not their thing. They don't get into that. But Colonial Pipeline said that it expected to substantially restore operational service by the end of this week.
Yeah, the price of gas still went up 10 cents, though.
Already. 6 cents. Yeah, it went up.
10 cents here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the national average was 6 cents. So I don't know if that's going to go up even more by the end of the week. I hope not. But Darkside's website early on Monday didn't mention Colonial Pipeline specifically, but they just said, quote, our goal is to make money and not creating problems for society. So the FBI says that the reason that the group wants to remain apolitical, and they said that observers do not need to tie them to any particular government or movement, which sounds very much like what Putin told them to say. So that's, you know.
How about we find their location and we bomb it?
Well, good luck, because, you know, it's not easy to find people like this. This is not just like tracking.
There's
got
to be a way to
jam
up, though. There's got to be some technological wizard. Unfortunately, Snowden lives in Russia. He probably created this, but somebody like that to jam them up, to just basically choke. Sounds like a good TV show or a movie. Now, yeah. Turn it around on them and choke them out. Why can't we do that? It's
gonna be something that would be ideal, but so they typically, like I said, they don't like a lot of attraction from law enforcement, obviously.
Well, how do they get them given what they're doing, though? That's pretty
stupid. What the FBI said is essentially they bit off more than they could chew. They went after the largest pipeline on the entire East Coast. Of course that's going to make national news, international news, and it did. And they backed off, and I don't think they got any money out of it. So the next thing that they're going to hack, are they're going to go back to doing smaller, under-the-radar things.
Great. Okay. Yep. Well, we're pretty weak when it comes to response, I think, in circumstances like this. Very weak. We look weak. Speaking of what's good, what's bad, what is weak and what isn't, the Tesla crash and what has come informationally from that right after this.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower. Built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
All right, here's something Elon Musk did not talk about on SNL the other night.
True. The National Transportation Safety Board released a 2-page preliminary report on that deadly crash of the Tesla Model S in Texas last month, which local authorities, remember, had said that these were two older gentlemen and that there was no one in the driver's seat. Well, security camera footage from the owner's home captured the owner entering the driver's side door. His companion got in the passenger side. The car leaves the house. It only traveled 550 feet, went off the road over a curve. It hit a drainage culvert, a raised manhole, and then a tree. It burst into flames, and it killed both passengers. So now the NTSB is looking into seeing if whether Tesla's autopilot would have even worked on that part of the road, and it turns out it would not. So Tesla may have actually been right when they said someone was in the driver's seat and they were thrown into the back when they had the crash.
Uh-huh. Well, that's an answer to that question anyway. Okay, thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here, 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.